Hello. How are you doing?
Another day.
Good morning.
Yes. I'm waiting for a ring compressor. I had my ring compressor to be the junk, and the guy that honed the guy that bore the block, I didn't bore that white dandy to the 63 V. And there's not enough camphor on the top of the bore. Man, that pistol would go in here for nothing.
Okay, to work on the engine.
The thing that made me mad was I messed up with one oil ring. The compressor had a taper one close to the size, wasn't the right size, so I waited for the compressor. I had to call Hastings. I had to order one set of rings. And these Hastings is still pretty good. You can buy one set of rings, which is pretty good. 12 or 14 years came over. We looked at that door by my the frame around the floor by my door where the EMT almost went through where the wood is at. Him and I are going to take a couple days, and so we're going to see if we can't fix it.
For POT Mobile. Copy that, Al.
What?
What's up? How you doing?
Cat got me up.
Morning.
Where it happened told me the other day. He saw a guy and he was a bear. He was a bear. The dog made the bear run away.
Down in the noise, Al.
Not much. I think we're in a good spot. It should be all right. But like I said, this signal is the best I can get. It's like it's something to deal with the problem. I can't seem to get at that.
What was it that you were needing?
One of the guys had an antenna we could put together. I just need some power after you can pop on the antenna on the gutter.
Bad in the noise, I can't, couldn't make it out. How many feet of coax are you needing?
What we do is, there's a shortcut we could take with 50 feet, probably.
About 50 feet.
We can build it, let the power down, and just crank it back up to get the power feed from the top, right? We can do it. There's one right there right now, but I'm not going to.
Was it going to work on Bob's vehicle?
To him, and he said he was going to be able to, he said he'd be able to work with it, and I never heard nothing back out of him, so I just assumed everything was moving along.
Got him 2 extra foot on that.
This morning, it was just flat rubber is all it was. It really didn't look like that other one, but that's why I went and asked him if this is what he needed, and he said he thought he could make that work.
Accordion boot to be had out there. The people that make it, they're closed for COVID, and so we stretched that accordion boot out that we took out, and it was 14 inches wide stretched out, so that's what I got.
Yep, that's what he had, so, well, we'll find out here in just a little bit.
It all is just pouring oil, and I think, I don't know, I watched a couple videos on YouTube last night, that it might be the oil line from the oil tank to the oil pump, which isn't very, it's not a big deal to change it. And it don't look like it should be expensive, but I'm probably going to go ahead and order one of those.
Doing?
Oh, yeah.
Get nothing.
I mean, I'm not majorly over it, but Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm going to have that Brian or me buy it for you.
Wilson.
362.
Those lines have a problem. I used to work on them all the time.
With that oil pump?
Very often if you don't put the raw oil in it.
Jump out of here. I'm rolling up. Al, good to hear you this morning. 73's to you. Hope you have a good day. Mike out. See you when you get in. KK4 POT.
KK4 NXC.
If you're up north where it's really cold, a lot of people don't put the right bar oil in and it messes the pumps up. Other than that, they hold up pretty good.
I'm just running regular bar oil with it.
Yeah, I'm surprised the line went out.
So I'm going to do a test on it. I'm going to fill that oil cavity, oil tank up. Clean all that off the bottom, set it on its side, and see if that's where it's leaking. But it sealed up the case. I had put it in there, and maybe I shouldn't put it, maybe I shouldn't leave that oil in there, but I wouldn't think it hurt anything. But I left it in there, and all the oil that was in the tank come out in the case.
That is a mess, too.
Yeah, it's a mess.
When you look at it, sometimes the tanks itself have cracked in them too.
Not the case.
Yeah. Very serious. If you haven't dropped the saw or nothing like that, I doubt it.
Saw, I got it last year during the summer. Actually, before the summer of last year, I think I got it. I might have got that thing at the end of 18.
I think the 362 is a pretty good saw.
It is electronically controlled. It has a microprocessor in it that adjusts for different types of fuel conditions. So, I mean, you're supposed to be able to put some junk fuel in there and that thing still run. The 361 is its predecessor. I've had that saw for good grief, 20 years, 15 years, or however long it was. I think I bought it when it come out. And I sold it to Tim. That's a good saw. That thing starts right up, which this one does too. But those are good saws. It'll cut anything I want to get a hold of.
My saw fixes. He rebuilt a lot of the old steel 360s. You can still buy parts for those. He put jokes on them, and he's got saws out there 25 years old. The guy's still using them.
He make a good saw. My dad bought me way back in the 80s. He bought me a Homelite XLT, the kind of a commercial Homelite. That one, I'd put it about in the same range as the steel. I cut a ton of wood with that. That's all I've ever heated with. So that's what I spend my springs and falls and winters doing is cutting.
You're gonna have to.
All day yesterday cutting logs and loaded logs on a log rack and got the treetops cut up, and me and my wife, we love to do that. She gets out there and helps me. She's a big help. We have a lot of fun.
I was younger, my friend used to eat his house in the woods, so we used to have a few rum and cokes and go out there with. He cut the wood the day before, and I'd have him load a truck. I bet you I reloaded his Nissan so heavy one time, the frame was rusted. We pulled it out of the woods and broke the truck in half.
Heavy. I've had a truck, pickup truck loaded so heavy it was down on the spring. That's pretty heavy, but I never got a chance to break one in half. It must have had some rust on it.
What we did to get it back up to the front? When the frame broke, it found the drive shaft, so we took a jack, some bunch of 2x4s, jacked it up a couple chains, jacked the thing back together and drove it up in front with the broken frame. The Toyotas used to break frames all the time. They rusted in bad spots. And it had, you could fix them, but it was a pain to do it. Man, you know what he did? He jigged up the old frame on this Toyota and he made a whole frame from scratch in his shop.
Son-in-law had to do a bunch of welding on Tim's truck's frame. We plated it and had to rebuild a section of it.
The signal's miserable. Wasn't too hard to fix. I know this signal's not real good.
Good day, Al. 7-3, Tina. See what I can do about getting you coax. I gotta order something from HRO, so I'll see what I can do for you.
I don't even care. I got some on the building. We might be able to take it off the building and make some work. I just want to get back on here. I got 706 ready to go. I think with the 706 and even a mobile antenna, anything will do. We might be able to fabricate it to the gutter if we the mag mount with a piece of angle iron, you know, to get the 706 to get back on here, and then I'll get an old, or we get this antenna on the tower. I think 50 feet would do it. Figure something out. Okay, I'm formula line clear.
I'm 3, KK4 NXV.
GFW Mobile.
Brent XC, good morning.
Happy Monday to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'll be my second Monday this week.
That's right. Did you get your deer tags?
No, I called Columbia, and they told me that whoever did my license never checked that box. And so I didn't get any deer tags even ordered. So the girl down there in Columbia said that she would put those in the mail and it'd be 3 to 5 business days. So I think that was Monday, if she dropped those in the mail, then I should have them by Friday.
Tomorrow.
So I don't know if I'm going hunting Saturday or not. My son-in-law is wanting me to go hunting with him. I might not. I haven't made my mind up yet. I got a grandson got a birthday party Saturday, so I don't want to end up pushing it.
It's going to be a lot cooler day on Saturday morning. It's supposed to maybe be in the 30s up in your area.
That's a wood stove temperature right there.
You're firing it up. We've had our AC and heat off for about a month now. It ought to be a good electric bill.
Those low electric bills. My house, my heavy duty appliances, my stove and my hot water heater, they're propane, so I normally have a fairly low bill in comparison to others. I really wish I'd have, I checked into propane refrigerator. Them things are just so doggone expensive. I wish I would have gotten one and a propane clothes dryer. Man, I would have been set.
Those propane refrigerators, you can't hardly beat them, but like you said, they're high. Plan today?
I don't think so. I got a new hire that just is coming on with us, so I'll be working with him today.
These ones are hard to come by.
Statement, my friend.
I'm just finding some. We got a contract company out here that does a lot, all the like pipe welding and structural welding and that, and they're having an issue just finding workers that'll show up every day and welders.
What are they paying a welder?
Hey, you know, I really don't know.
Your company, or I know a good pipe welder, who is going to, I mean, I think he's working in Spartanburg, and he's working for pennies. He's from down here in Greenville. Is that welding job, I mean, they're looking for a welder for that subcontracting company or for your company?
Yeah, the subcontracting company. It's a company called Renpro.
These guys before. And they're looking for mobile welding?
Looking for pipe welders and pipe fitter type people. And that mostly TIG and stainless.
I'll have to check. I'll give them a call.
The other day to the job site, he was fresh out of school. That was his first job site.
Well, that's about what you have to do is give the guys coming straight out of school with no experience. Hands on anyway, you gotta give them a try.
The shutdown, we didn't really have the time to hold somebody's hand.
What in the hemp?
Back over to their shop and let them get some practice. It's just on the other side of the interstate from us. Yeah. Not too bad busy. Most of my parts and everything that I had ordered for shutdown are in, so it's just a little trickling in stuff that I need to source. Schedule 86 inch PVC and fittings. I'm from Hojoka over there in Taylor's.
Yeah, I know where they're at. Used to work over by them, a little part-time job I had in that complex behind them. They're right there at the gate.
Calf place?
The sign place, so that's it. Well, it's a huge building. Most of it was empty at the time. I worked for a guy, did some truck driving for him, hauled mobile home axles down to Douglas, Georgia. And he was working out of that warehouse over there. And then there was a sign company. These guys make the plastic cardboard type signs.
Sign company over back that way.
And probably 8 years since I fooled around over there at all. I don't go through Taylor's anymore. Well, I've been up at Table Rock for 5 years, so it's been a while since I've been over that way.
Saw the fog yesterday, KN4TFW.
Thanks.
I think over this way, at least until I got to the interstate. After we were out, I found some of them little bitty tiny, like short jelly jars. They're, I don't know, maybe 2.5 inches tall. That's the kind my mother-in-law likes.
What are they?
Cannon jars, the little short ones.
Like little spices and stuff.
Yeah, she does a little jelly in it, and it's just the right size. That way you ain't committed to a month's worth of one kind of jelly.
You see any wide mouth jars, quart or half gallon? I don't know if you can give me a call or let me know if they're regular price. I'd want you, if you could, snag them for me and I'll catch up with you and get them.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it looks like they ain't going to have any. I got the last, well, they had 4 dozen of these little jars, so I got them for my mother-in-law. She's going to swap me some pints and quarts.
Cannon.
couple of things, you know what I mean? Put up some deer meat and some fish and some different things, and just to practice so I can make sure I know how to do it.
Well, I broke out, let me start with this. I broke out with some deer meat that I had canned here about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And it was good, man. Stuff was good. We ate that whole quart. But he's been cutting it up 1-inch cubes, putting it in the jar, and giving about an inch and a half, you know, just poking that stuff in there till about where the jar starts to curve. And then he puts just a small amount of that pickling salt in there. And he pressure cooks it, and that's been turning out. We tried it out, but anyhow, I am destinated, and I am got to go a little bit early today, but I need to be. Hey, have a good one. Take care, Ken. Threes to you, my friend. KK4NXZ.
All right, 73, Mike. Glad you made it okay, and I hope you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good one, Mike. KN4NXZ.
All right, Ed, you take care. 73's to you. KK4NXZ, clear.
Morning. What's up, big man?
Not too much. It's hump day, finally.
Damn.
About your schedule, I don't think I'd like it too good.
Be a pain. Walking all the apartments, and now I'm sitting here building up for the next subdivision.
Warmed up now, right?
All done. Enough to get me started, so let's just see how far I can get.
As you ride down the road?
On Wednesday, I have to put the insert in, fold it, and bag it as I go down the road.
Texting and driving.
Put that in on me, I'd probably be up a tree somewhere. Here tonight that was texting and wasn't paying any attention in the parking lot. She hit a drain and blew a tire out. Sorry, buddy, unfortunately. Didn't go yesterday.
It was a short one. We just went over the project work that we're going to be doing for this shutdown. And so it went very well.
Thank you. She loved to plan on working, huh?
It's a little bit on Saturday.
Too bad.
That is Mama's off.
Remind you, make you can go buy her something to match what she got the other month.
Yeah, the show's in town this weekend.
No, but I doubt I'll get to go.
Fairgrounds in Spartanburg next weekend.
Take one day at a time doing this to kind of work.
Kind of like Susan's work. She don't know what she's working on Monday until Sunday evening.
What I'm working, well, I know when I start, and but I really don't know when. Well, I got to be there. Let's say that. And when I don't know really when I'm gonna start or finish.
Start being there late, and then you can just get there at 5, and then everything will be there.
About 4 hours long, and I have to be done by 6. But as I ain't got done on time in over a year now.
You want to keep putting more on you, and the truck keeps getting later and later.
Okay. See if I was told right about deer hunting this week.
I didn't think to check.
Little boy went the other afternoon and sat for a while. Didn't see nothing. All over at my house.
Yeah, they probably were. Laying down, sleeping.
they're not going to be messed with at the house. They feel pretty secure there, apparently, as much as they come around. Got after a possum on the front porch last night. I, like, never got her back in the house.
Yeah, it's hard to get them off of something when they're intent on getting it, for sure. He's around once in a while, but I ain't seen him in a little while.
He's around every night.
He does too, but I think he walks the fence line, and my trail cam doesn't get right at the bottom of the fence, and so I think he passes under the camera, KN4TFW.
AP for ID. Yeah, more than likely he's walking under the camera. I need to break down and get me one.
One of them, I think it's a Moultrie I got from Academy, about $60. But that, I think it'll take about 30,000 pictures on a set of batteries.
Pictures. Ready for the cold weather this weekend?
In the garage out tonight, I guess. Last night I went to the dump. And tonight, I guess I'll move the kids' bikes and electric cars into the storage shed, and that should free up enough room to get the plants in.
Two plants in, Mama's gonna get you. I'm just glad I don't have any plants that I have to bring in. Double can, and they wiped you out.
That. Yeah, I was saying the trouble is about half of those plants are mine. I got some that are like 40 years old.
And you got the set though.
I got a ponytail bomb I bought when my son was born, and it was a little bulb was no bigger than your thumb. And now it's about, I don't know, 6 foot tall, and the bulb's probably 18 inches in diameter.
Definitely got to take care of that one. Two rose bushes that are. Well, I put them out when we built that log cabin, and it's been let's see, 13, 14 years.
And Susan has a couple rose bushes. They're outside, but they're in big pots.
Two stay outside. One of them's a long stem rose.
They're just in pots.
Yeah, both of them keep the leaves all year round.
Diesel, isn't it?
Again, it is, but I guess the ground, the mulch, or whatever up under them, keeping the roots warm, and they figure, well, my roots are warm, I might as well keep my leaves. Tried growing some azaleas, but they didn't make it. They made it the first year, second year, they never came back out.
Well, I planted, probably when we moved in, they're doing pretty good, but then some of the others aren't doing too well. I tried to do some rhododendrons, but everything's got to be just right for them, and they didn't make it too awful good.
Something right for the musky dimes, because I got those suckers, that and blackberries everywhere.
Rolling up. So I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day. Enjoy your coffee, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. And that, so I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Have a good one. Glad you made it in. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. Of course, it depends on what time the truck gets in. But, we'll catch you later. KM4 and AP will be clear. 7-3.
The TKJ4, Dale.